It's called the Golden Spike Tower, a platform that rises from the high plains to provide a bird's eye view of rails headed from sea to shining sea. It's a place that attracts thousands of visitors, and we go there on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA home loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA home loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
The Golden Spike Tower in North Platte, Nebraska allows visitors to see the largest rail yard in the world. As Eldon Walters explains, it is here that cars are assembled into the trains heading to destinations coast to coast.
We usually stay about 140 to 200, but we are now putting together trains that are 17,200 feet long, which is over a 3-mile long train. And it takes roughly 80 cars to equal a mile in length.
Eldon Walters has a great view of those trains. The area is sometimes called the hump yard because cars are slowly backed over a 20 to 30 foot tall hump in the tracks and then allowed to coast down the hill where the tracks have been set to direct each car to over 50 different rails where trains are being assembled.
If they come up here to the Golden Spike Tower, they will be able to see the operation of both hump yards. We'll see the operation in the diesel shop. We'll see the fueling stations. We can look at different locomotives that are being shuffled around to be worked on.
It's an impressive operation with 8 to 10,000 cars in the rail yard at any one time. There's a lot to see from this tower.
You'll see where we are actually putting the sand and the fuel and the water into the locomotives. Here at this yard, we go through 18 million gallon of diesel fuel every month.
Eldon says he sees something new all the time, and that's saying something since he's been sharing the view with tourists for over a decade now. He knows these trains well.
It's easier to tell people what don't go through the yard. We do not haul passengers through North Platte, and we don't haul any livestock. But otherwise, you'll see everything through this yard.
This is really a city within a city. You'll be amazed at how many people are working here every 24 hours. The answer, next time, as we travel the countryside. North Platte, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.